We're going to learn a maimer from Hashvili Pinchas, Pinchas Friedman Shlita. I'm sure some of us are familiar with this svar. So he has this entire sefer on Lag Omer called Kedai Hu Rabbi Shimon. Al Inyanei Lag Omer Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. 68 ma'amarim, the Gematria Chayim, all on the topic of Lag Omer. And what better place to start than the first one? Before we start getting into advanced stuff, we have to know the basics. Okay, so let's take a look. This is a new sefer. Not brand new, but it came out in the last couple of years. And it's, like it says, Kedai Rabbi Shimon. It's a very Kedai sefer. I highly recommend it.
What's that?
Yeah, they send that. Rabbi Pinchas Friedman sends a mimer every single week.
Right.
Titled Shvili Pinchas. But that's who's writing this. He's one of the greatest Baalei Machshava and transmitters of Torah of Baal Shem Tov today. A real amazing personality, a very accessible person. He speaks English. He was actually recently in America. Some of the Chevra got to meet with him. If you're in Eretz Yisrael, you can call him up. You can go visit him. He's amazing. He's unbelievable. And yes, he takes notes on a computer, for those who want to know. And I kid you not. Like, he's extremely organized in his note-taking. And that's probably why he's able to produce such beautiful mama. So let's take a look. Maimer Aleph. Sipur Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Bedaf Lamed Gimel. Okay, I'm not even going to translate the title because either you got what we just said or it might spoil the piece. So let's keep going. Let's begin the piece. Aleph. We know the famous song, right, that was authored, the Bar Yochai song, and that's also something. It's kedai to spend time darshening it up. But he begins over here, Os Aleph. Yeah, Bemara Surim Shamata Sham Kanisa Hotcha Vahadra. It was in that cave that you spent so much time that you acquired your Hod and your Hada. You acquired your splint. Okay? It's a line from the P with Bar Yochai. Now look how Pinchas Friedman, who has so much to say, wrote an entire sefer, hundreds of pages about Rabbi Shimon. So he obviously feels that he has a grasp of the sugi of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And yeah, look at the trepidation that he approaches this entire sugi with. To talk about such a saintly Tana like Rashbi, you have to come with the proper understanding of what you're being osik. Lechvod yom lag lamed gimel ba'omer. Asher mekuvo v'chol tfutas Yisrael liyoma dehilula shal Tana Eloki Rishon Bar Yochai. In honor of the upcoming Lag Ba'omer, which is the day that is accepted b'chol tfutas Yisrael in the entirety of the Jewish people as the yahrzeit of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Now I know you probably maybe heard there are a couple of skeptics out there who try to discredit whether or not did Rabbi Shimon actually pass away? Did he leave this world on Lag Ba'Omer? What exactly happened on Lag Ba'Omer? Do we have early accounts of what happened on Lag Ba'Omer? But as Rabbi Pinchas Friedman notes, as the Gemara often does, go see what people do. The world, Klal Yisrael, is knowing that Lag Ba'Omer is the art of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. He actually has a mimer elsewhere in the Sefer where he tries to prove and discusses those who question whether or not Rabbi Shimon left this world on Lag Ba'Omer. But he says, it's Mekubal. It's Mekubal by Klal Yisrael that Lag Ba'Omer is the yard site. Is the Hilula, is the day of celebration, an unusual thing. Again, we find by Rabbi Shimon that his yahrzeit is the day of celebration. This is the day that's mekubal by Klal Yisrael. Hinini rotza liyichalal b'divrei davar melech ne'im ziros Yisrael. So he says, look what he writes. He says, I want to begin by attaching myself to the feelings and the expressions that David Melech had in Tehillim Perek Memheh. What did David Melech write? Rachash libi davar tov. My heart stirs within me. As I approach a davar tov, a good thing. Omer ani ma'asai lemelech. I say, I declare that my actions, right, again in writing this sefer, my actions, my handiwork is ma'asai lemelech. My work is done in the presence and with the awareness of the melech. Who's the melech? The melech ma'alchei amloch. I approach this work to create a unification between the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Shekhinah. Who can translate those two words?
Fear and love.
Okay, with fear and love. It's because you went to a Kabbalist yeshiva. In order to attach Yud-Hei and Vav-Hei in a wondrous harmony, B'Shem Kol Yisrael, on behalf of the entirety of the Jewish people. Okay, L'Shem Yichud. And then he continues the pasuk. Lishoni eit sofer mahir. My tongue is like the pen, like the quill of a sofer mahir, of a skilled scribe. Meaning, what's he saying? He says, Hashem, please help me. I'm about to write a maimer. Lechvod Rashbi. And again, I hope that I can do so, he says of Pinchas Friedman, in a way that's That's fitting for such a, again, such a holy and elevated time. Liftoch b'ma'amarim levar b'derech pardes. I'm going to begin to explore b'derech pardes, pshat v'ren is drash and so. Sugya satalmid b'gemara shavis taflam and gimel amabes. We're going to begin to enter into that world of the famous Gemara of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in the cave, which appears in Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel Amud Beis. Asher Chachminu Zal Harichu L'Saper Lanu Sham Eich Nistavev Adavar Min Hashemayim Shehut Tzrich Rashbi Livroach Me'emas Malchus Romi Harasha. We know that Rashbi ended up in the cave because he was chased there. Obviously, as Pinchas Friedman notes, right, this was something which was planned. The wheels were spinning in heaven, that it had to be this way, that the Romans would force Rashbi into captivity, force him into that cave. Shegazru alav misa, that they were seeking to harm him, trying to kill him. Why? Mishum shepasach espek kodsho ledaber b'gnusum. Because Rashbi spoke out against the terrible crimes, right, and the evil empire that was Rome, the Malchus HaRishah. And therefore they tried to chase after him, and he ended up in the cave for those many years with his son Rabbi Elazar. They spent 12 years in the cave, right, immersing themselves in Torah Hashem day and night. Achabal Yahweh Nabi, Mo'odi Alehem, is giving us a summary of that famous Gemara, Shabbos Lamed Gimel. Tulal Yahweh Nabi came and informed them, Ki Kesar Romi Meis, that the Roman Caesar has died, Uvakach Nisbala Gezeras Hamisa, Al Rashbi, Vyatsumi Amara, and the decree against them is over, and it's safe to come out of the cave. Rashbi and Belazar come out, and as all of you know, they're burning people up with their eyes. They can't be so low, they can't bear to see the lowliness of the generation, that people are more interested in plowing and planting than they are in Torah Hashem. Anything they cast their heavenly gaze upon is incinerated, is burnt up. Just the baskol, and a voice comes out. This is again after 12 years in the cave of living on that pristine level. The baskol comes out. Lahachrib olamia tzasem. Did you come out of the cave to destroy my world? Chizul maros. Go back to your cave. Chazru lamara. They went back to the cave. Lashana shlema v'achrikach yotzu me'amara. Then they came out. Now, why another year of sitting and learning in the cave is going to help them? Right? If anything, they'll be even more elevated after another year. And they have even less of an understanding of people. Mirz Hashem Thursday, we'll try to really rip apart this Gemara and understand it's filled mamish with unbelievable things. But again, this is an overview of the famous Gemara of Maseches Shabbos Lamed Gimel. Habakubel ha'aloki. Rabbi Shimon Levi. Who's Rabbi Shimon Levi? Rabbi Shimon Levi is the author of the famous Piyut Bar Yochai. Okay, Rabbi Shimon Levi, Zuchuso Yagin Aleinu. Shechiber S. Hashir, turn the page, HaKadosh Bar Yochai. Shinishabu b'chol tfutas Yisrael. Yosad b'bayis sheni shal Hashir. Right? It's, as is accepted amongst Klal Yisrael, it's well known, is founded in the second stanza of the song. Bar Yochai. Moshav tov yashavta. Yom nasata. And you fled on that day. Yom asher barachta. B'maros surim shamadita. In the cave that you found yourself in, that you stood in for that long period of time, right? Amadata doesn't mean he stood, because he remained in the cave for a very long period of time. In the cave that you stood for that long period of time, Amara Sarim Shamadata, Sham Kanisa Hotcha Bahadara. It was in that place that again you required your splendor and your glory. So what do you see? Ravuar Mizeh. Ki Rashbi zochel asagaso hagadola b'toras hasod, ba'osan yud gimel shonim sheyischabei b'mar. What do you see? Apparently, if I had to identify, now again, there's so many ma'amorim throughout Shas, there's so many ma'amorim statements of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and there's so many stories about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. But if you have to identify the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, the story that again, that the python that Rabbi Shimon Levi is telling us in his famous Bar Yochai song that is sung around the world. That Moshav Tov Yashavta, you sat, you remained in a good way, Yom Nasta, Yom Asher Barachta, the day that you fled, but Maros Tzurim Shamarata Sham Kaniso is Dapa there, that you acquired who you are, you became Rishon Bar Yochai. So therefore, says Rav Pinchas Friedman, we have to be Ma'ayim into that Gemara more than any other Gemara. Again, there's a look at all the Ma'amari, Rashbi, throughout the works of Chazal. We have to study every quote from Rabbi Shimon in the Gemara. We have to study every line of the Zohar Kaddish to understand who Rashbi was. But more than anything, again, as the Paitan is telling us, when did he become Rabbi Shimon? The Hod V'Hadar of Rabbi Shimon was achieved where? Dafka in the cave. Again, Mevur Mizek, he Rashbi Zachal Asagasu Agadoli, became the great Rashbi that he is, B'Toras Asod, Dafka in those 13 years he was hiding in the cave. That was the transformation of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai from being just one of the Tanaim, which is already an amazing thing, to becoming the Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai we celebrate on Lag BaOmer. Okay? V'hine, the Gemara, Amnam Mavur Ki Acharei Shiyotza Rashbi Mehamara, Olav in his Ala Basagaso Batorah, Ad Kedei Kach, Sheka Asher Chosto Rav Pinchas Ben Yar, Hikshe Kushi Batorah, Haya Rashbi Miyashiv as a Kushi B'chof Dalit Teirutz. Yet, at the same time, it's not like Rashbi came out of the cave and that was the end of his spiritual growth. Rashbi was continually elevating himself in his understanding of Torah. To the point that what? That when he conversed with Rav Pinchas Ben Yair, and he would ask Rashbi a question, Rashbi would respond with 24 answers. He would be miyashiv the kushya with 24 answers. That means he had 24 different, not just 24, you know, 24 totally different approaches. Right? Completely different, each one unique, and each one brilliant and illuminated in the way that only Rashbi could. Keneged chav dalit kishute kala, kavijan esbarini barichas b'mokomo. Why dafka 24 answers is something to think about. Rav Pinchas Friedman tells us that the 24 answers correspond to the 24 ornaments that a kala wears. And he says, I'll describe this elsewhere. There's a notion of a kala being adorned with 24 different types of jewelry, adornments, which is of course one Masechah Shabbos has 24 prokim, and what Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai will see is called Shabbos. He's the spirit, he's the personality of Shabbos, so it makes sense that he would be very much connected to the 24, and Shabbos itself is a Kala. Okay, but Rabbi Pinchas even has an entirely different mimer about this. He's just being meramis to this number 24 being significant, of course being from the remnant of the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva, who is his Rebbe, is also significant. 24 is a number we need to think about. It's not clear, it's not explicit anywhere, that it was Dafka there, in the cave, that Rashbi was coming to understand Torah Sasov. Meaning, where does it say in the Gemara that it was in the cave that he became the transmitter of Torah HaKabbalah, Torah Sasod? Where does it say in the Gemara? The Gemara just says that they immersed themselves in sand up to their neck. Right? They took off their clothes every day after davening, so their clothing wouldn't get worn out. And they sat in the sand, and they studied Torah. Where does it say that Dafka, the cave, was the place where Rashbi was Kona, Hodcha v'Hadarecha? That was the place where he got his Hod v'Hadar. So it says, Rav Pinchas Friedman, about the Zohar Chadosh, it's very clear. In the Zohar it says, Mavuar, Ki kasher Rashbi Rabbi Elazar b'no, Hischabu b'mara, Ba aleim Eliyahu anabi zachar letov. Many, many times, right? Several times a day, Kedei lelamdam Torah. Eliyahu HaNavi would visit them on a daily basis, and Eliyahu HaNavi was transmitting to them the secrets of the Torah. Reishim ben Yochai ozol va'arak lemidbara delod. If he is gone as bechad ma'arasa. If you look in Zohar, the Zohar Chadosh, it tells us where he was hiding. Yeah, he went out into the wilderness of Lod, of Lud. He was hiding in one of the caves in Lod. Yeah, we know where that is. You see the signs? You're traveling from the airport. Okay, so go there and find Rabbi Shimon's cave. You'll have great hasagos in Pnimiyas HaTorah if you go to such a place. That's where he was hiding.
People know where it is.
Rabbi Shimon's cave? I don't think so. Mistamba, those people who have a Kabbalah from the Rebbeim who are fit to be Osek in the Chachmas Nistar, which is not us. We're learning Chassidus now. Chassidus, of course, is rooted in Kabbalah. But none of us are yet ready to be Osek in Kabbalah. But it could be those who are Osek in Kabbalah, and maybe they know where his cave is. I don't know. Never heard. But okay, the Zohar Chadosh gives us at least a little bit of a direction towards the cave. Israchash la nisa v'nafak lehu chad charuvav v'chad ma'ayana d'maya. This part is found in the Gemara. It appeared to him, right? It was revealed to him, a carob tree and a fresh spring of water. They survived, they sustained themselves from that carob tree and from that flowing body of water. Zal, Osi Lon B'chol Yoma Tre Zimni, Eliyahu would arrive twice daily, V'oliflon V'lo Yada Inishvil. And they were able to secretly, without anyone knowing where they were, what they were up to, they were able to be Osek in Torah.
That's in the Zohar.
Okay, that's in the Zohar Chadosh. Quote the Zohar Chadosh, Parshas Kisavo. So again, the Gemara doesn't tell us specifically who is teaching them, what they were learning. The Zohar Chadash is already filling in some of those gaps, telling us what they were studying. Mashma, bottom paragraph. Ki Eliyahu Hanavi lamad itam Torah Sasod. Eliyahu Hanavi was, or maybe Limeid Osam, he was teaching them, or learning with them, Torah Sasod. Vechein Mavuah, Shabbach HaRashvi al Inyan Jinis Kashabo. One time it says further over there in the Zohar that Rashbi was crying over something that he didn't understand. Eliyahu arrived and he saw the Rishim was crying over his frustration on a particular Nakuda of Torah Hashem that he couldn't understand. Amar, Bishlichusa Achra, Havina Zamin Hashka, Bishadarne Kuchabichu, Bishachacha Dimech. He says, don't worry, I'm going to come back and we're going to dry up your tears and we're going to find a solution to all your problems. So here, Eliyahu was his private tutor. Eliyahu was offering to help him every step of the way. You find in the Zohar itself in the Akhdama. Shama Rashbi Dar Belazar Beno. Eila Raza Da Lo Esgalia Bar Yom Achada Davina Al Kef Yama. He says, this secret was not revealed except for that time that we found ourselves by the Kef Yama, by the seashore. Vas Eliyahu Va'amar Li Rebbe. Yadata Mahu, Mi Bar Ela. When Eliyahu came to me and said, Do you know what Mi Bar, you know who created all this? You know what Hashem is? You know anything? Eliyahu is his tutor. That's the point that Rav Pinchas Friedman is trying to make here. Eliyahu, the one who's what? Eliyahu Tishbi. Tishbi Yatarit Kushos Vavayas. Anytime you get stuck on something, take who the Gemara says. Take who the Svarim say is Tishbi Yatarit Kushos Vavayas. Which means that anything that we can't understand, whether it's a sugi and shas, or anything in anything, right? And Rabbi Shimon was being osek in the deepest of things, and understandably so, he would get stuck on things and he would cry, and I would come to him and say, don't worry, I'll explain it to you. So Rabbi Shimon was zocha to Gila Eliyahu on a regular basis, and you can only imagine, again, the level of Torah learning and of awareness of Mi Bara Eila, who created the world. His clarity in HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so intense that it makes perfect sense that he kind of came out of such a cave and he couldn't be soul of the world. He couldn't look at the world. So what do you see from all this? As we conclude Os Aleph of this mimer, Hinei Chichein Davar B'Ito Matov Lizamek Lizbonim B'Sipur HaMuflash Al Rashbi. So therefore, how appropriate, how timely it is that we try to engage in this story about Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, again specifically Brichaso and Rabbi Elazar Beno Daf, when he ran and hid in the cave with his son, Yitzyasa Misham, and how they came out from that place. Ba'oram HaBayash Rabbosenu HaKadoshim HaKadmon HaKadmon. We'll quote from the words of the early sages and the later authorities. Eilech Hashem Ekra Ve'al Hashem Eschanan Sh'olichinu B'dach Emes. Hashem should guide us on a proper path. Gal Einai Ve'abita Niflos Mitoresah. Gal, of course, being Lamed Gimel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should uncover our eyes and allow us to see the wonders of the Torah. Okay, this is all by B'derach HaKadam. Let's see. Amazing things. And again, he's not going to explain the story to us right now. He's not going to go into the details of what we can learn from Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's time in the cave, and when he came out of the cave, and when he went back to the cave, and what happened with the person that he saw running in the marketplace with the Hadassim. We'll save that in Mitzvah for Thursday. But at least we should know that everything, every bit of this story is so precise. Take a look. Post base. Maimer Lamed Gimel Shal Rashbi B'Shas Remez Lalagbo. Right? If you were to sit down with the Gemara, a set of shas, and you opened up Meseches Brachos, where would you encounter Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai for the first time? Where would you encounter Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai for the first time? Shabbos Dafhe. It's the first time Rabbi Shimon comes up in shas. Imagine if you were to continue counting every time Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai appears in the pages of shas. And let's say you believed, because hopefully we do, and if we don't, we're trying to deepen that now as we prepare for the Yom Tov of Pnimius HaTorah, that every single letter and every single Maimer Chazal is very precisely placed in Shas. That the Svarim explained the same way that you look up at the sky and you see the stars of the heaven and they seem to kind of be just scattered out, you know, across the heavens. And yet we say every night in Maariv that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? Misader HaKochavim. Hashem is Misader the stars. He puts each star in its proper place. So too, with great depth, every single Maimer Chazal appears in its proper place. You think it's by chance that we walked into our room today and there's a volume here of printing the Talmud? This is the Sitra Achra to what I'm trying to explain to you right now. Let me tell you why. Because a cynical person would say, what do you mean? You think it matters that the story of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai appears in Meseches Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel? First of all, that itself might be entirely random. That story, the story could have appeared anywhere in Shabbos. right? No, that's not true. We say that's not true. We say it appeared in Masechet Shabbos for a reason, and it's on Daf Lamed Gimel for a reason. So now the cynic comes and he laughs even further. He says, I understand. Maybe it was placed on Masechet Shabbos. Daf Lamed Gimel? But what do you mean Daf Lamed Gimel? As if Daf Lamed Gimel has significance. Who put together who printed the Shas? Who printed the Shas? The Vilna Shas? Who laid out the page? Printing the Talmud, I'm holding the book in my hand, from Bamberg to Schadenstein. Who's Bamberg?
Who's Bamberg?
Let's take a look. Who's Bamberg? Let's see. The earliest printings of the Talmud, page 61. I'm in no rush today. Let's see.
Is anyone in favor of turning off the air conditioning building in the windows?
Yeah. Daniel Bamberg. Who's Daniel Bamberg?
Yeah.
Let's see.
That's behind the air conditioning.
Yeah.
Who's Bamberg? Trevor, who's Bamberg? Who's Daniel Bamberg?
Not
Ravina Ravashi put together Shas, but again, they were handwritten scrolls.
He first got it printed.
Yeah.
So who made
Daf Lamed Gimel significant? That's what I'm asking you. Who's Bamberg?
We gotta find that out right now.
Who's Bamberg?
I'm doing.
Daniel Bamberg, the son of the Antwerp merchant Cornelius van Bambergen, was born in approximately 1483. Although he had previous experience with typography, Bamberg came to Venice because of the family business. Yeah? Who's Bamberg? Who's Bamberg?
Some guy.
Harav Daniel Bamberg? No. Who's Daniel Bamberg?
He's a
Christian. Not a Jewish person. So he decided... Van Bambergen is really a Jewish last name. Rabbi, why am I telling you this? I'm saying because there's a cynical part of the world, even the Jewish ones, that will say Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel. Even if Ravina and Ravashi, let's say, put the story of Rashi in Masechet Shabbos, they didn't put it on Daf Lamed Gimel. And yet, I can give you literally, and I'm not saying this as an exaggerated thing, I can give you literally 50 examples. I can't give you off the top of my head, but I have them in my notes. At least 50 examples of Ma'amari Chazal and Shas. Ritzadok actually spends a lot of time on this. And there's many other tzaddikim who explain why a particular Gemara appears in a particular Masechta, and why it even appears on a particular daf. And therefore, the tzaddikim that we're about to read about, who want us to know that not only do I care, again, if the number 33 is Rashbi's number, not only do I care what's the 33rd thing that he ever said in Shas, I care that the Gemara appears in Masechet Shabbos on Daf Lamed Gimel. Even though a cynical part of it will say, what's Masechet Shabbos Daf Lamed Gimel? That's an arbitrary page number. But it's not. The tzaddikim didn't think so. Okay? So let's try the best of our ability to be open to Mekabel what he's about to tell us. Yes. It's not by chance. Rabosai, it's not by... If you believe in the Baal Shem Tov Sashkacha Pratis, which again was not the Rambam Sashkacha, the Rambam Sashkacha Pratis says there's absolutely no significance to the fact that this volume called Printing the Talmud, Yeshiva University Museum, happens to be lying in our room, dafka the day when we need it more than any other day, maybe in the history of our time together in the class. And yet today, dafka, Gamazel hu mazel asa lokim, Kohelis chapter 7, verse 14. Okay, yes, Dave.
When Ravina and Ravashi compiled the Talmud, they didn't have Ravashi at Buzos.
Correct.
It was just one long pamphlet.
Correct. Correct. There were manuscripts. There were scrolls. There were no pages. Correct. Correct.
Yes, correct.
And yet, think of the fights that were had throughout Jewish history, right, over Tzura Sadaf. It was a big deal at various points when different editions of the Talmud were being printed. Now, on a practical level, that makes sense. Because again, if I'm learning a sefer, and the sefer is going to quote a gemara on a particular daf, if everyone has different editions of the gemara, it's going to be hard to find the gemara that's being referenced. So it is advantageous to have, so to speak, the standardized edition of Shas. When Rosh Steinsaltz was writing his gemaras, that was one of the critiques, that Rosh Steinsaltz's pagination was arranged differently. Right? And that some Brei Gedolim were critical of that, of the way that he was paginating, right, laying out the format of his Shas. But again, it was created by a Christian printer. Right? But again, if you believe in the Baal Shem Tov's world view of Hashgacha Pratis, in the Baal Shem Tov's space manager, nothing's by chance. A leaf falling off a tree is not by chance. Nothing's by chance. So there's a reason, for whatever reason, that this Mr. Baumberg was Zoche to print the Talmud that would be used, and the arrangement of his printing of the Talmud should be used for years by the Jewish people. Okay, so let's see. It's all by way of Akdal. Let's see. So again, so the first time I find Rashbi and Shas is where? In Brachos Dafei. Okay? He talks about that elsewhere, by the way, why that is. There's a different mimer about that. I'm pretty sure it's Brachos Dafei and Aleph. Okay, so now, again, Oz Beis. Atavot. Let's learn the sugya in Shas. Al sibas brichas Rashbi lamaro v'natik loshon kodshom shachachmenu chachmei atalmid v'guar Shabbos lamid gimel kitoim kitoim. I will quote for you piece by piece. Kol inyan b'fnei atzmo. We're going to go through the story again, somewhat, not fully, but we're going to go through this famous story about Rabbi Shimon that appears in Shabbos lamid gimel on base. V'nevarim al pi hakdamos yikaros mishnasim atahoros shavosenu akadoshim zechusam yigen aleinu. And I'll explain by way of the words of our great tzaddikim. I'm going to divide it up into different ma'amarim. We'll have time to analyze and process these holy words. This is how Rashbi ended up in the cave. Right? What happened? How did Rashbi get himself in trouble that he ended up in the cave? Take a look. Last few lines on page 2. Yeah? Everyone see where I am? On page Bez? Bottom left-hand corner of page Bez?
Bolded.
Kishenichpazu Rabboseinu l'kerem b'yavne. The rabbis came, of course, to the great yeshiva. The rabbis learned in KBY. Okay? So if you want to be a Tani, you have to learn in KBY. Yeshiva's kerem b'yavne.
Or B'nei Brak,
okay. Hayasham Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon. And they were talking amongst themselves about various inyanim. Nana Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Eloi, Roisha Medabrim B'chol Malkom, Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi, who is known as the first speaker in all matters of discussion. Yeah, Ba'amai Kar Le Rosh Medabrim, why is he called Rosh Medabrim B'chol Malkom? The Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Shimon, the Yosef Yehuda Ben Gerim Gavayim, Pasach Rabbi Yehuda Va'amar. Okay, where do we see that Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi was called the first speaker, top of page Gimel? Because one time, the Schevra of Great Tanaim was sitting together, and Yehuda ben Gerim was sitting amongst them. Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi spoke first, and he said, "Kama na'im ma'aseyin shel umazu." Rabbi Yehuda Bar Eloi says, "You have to admit, Schevra, that the Romans do very great things. They do really beautiful things. Kama na'im, how beautiful are the deeds of this nation? Tiknu shvakim, they set up marketplaces. Tiknu gesharim, they build bridges. Tiknu merchatzos." They build bathhouses. They're refined people. Look how they're settling the world in a very meaningful way. Right? Creating all sorts of useful things for people to enjoy. Very practical things. Rabbi Yossi, when he heard this, shasach. Rabbi Yossi, right? Response was, no comment. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai couldn't handle someone talking about the praises of the Romans. Ki'ilu, they were, you know, as if everything they were doing was what? For the betterment of society and the world. Then Rabbi Shimon v'Amar, Rabbi Shimon in his brutal honesty said, "Kol ma'ase tiknu lo tiknu al tzarach atzman. Everything the evil Romans do is for themselves. Tiknu shvakei lo shbem zonos. They made marketplaces as places where prostitution is rampant. A place to meet a prostitute. Merchatzos, why do they make bathhouses? Again, for their own bodily pleasures. La'adim ben atzman. Gisharim, bridges. Rabbi Yehuda, you claim they made bridges to make travel easier? They made bridges for one purpose only, Gisharim Lital Man Meches, to collect taxes, to charge people exorbitant fees as they would cross over these bridges." Now, who was present at this conversation? We said several tonight, and Yehuda ben Gerim. Who exactly Yehuda ben Gerim is for another time. But apparently what happened was, this Yehuda ben Gerim halach, v'siper divrayim, and he started to you know, the modern day equivalent of, he put up on his blog this conversation. Yeah? He let the word out. Oh, you're not going to see what happened today. Rabbi Yehuda said the Romans are great. Rabbi Yossi didn't say anything. Then Rabbi Shimon, oh, you should have heard. Rabbi Shimon was giving Musar to the rest of the Tanayim. How dare you praise the Romans? Nope. The word got out. Nishmu l'malchus. Too much talking, and the Romans found out. Now, whether Yehuda ben Gerim intended for the Romans to find out, or this was a mistake, which is hopefully more likely, either way, the Romans found out. Amar HaRomiyim. The Romans decided, Yehuda she'ila yis'ala. Yehuda who praised us shall be elevated. He'll be given a better position. That's how he became Rosh HaMadabrim. He became the spokesman for the Jewish people. The Romans said, we trust this guy. Yossi she'shasa, Yossi was silent, was exiled to Sipori. Shimon, Rabbi Shimon, who disgraced us, who spoke out against us. Yarek shall be sentenced to death. Ozu Toshu Maraso. And Rabbi Shimon was on the run for a period of time, eventually settled in the cave. Okay, so that's the mice. Now, Pesach Dvarenu Yair B'Divrei Kodshal shall quote Kedushas Hadmor Maranas HaShalom Yibelza Zuchus HaYenolino. Says the Sar Shalom of Bells, the first Bells of Rebbe. Sha'amar Pam Be'is Arichas Shulchan Atar B'Lag V'Omer. The Bells of Rebbe once noted at his Lag V'Omer Tish. Everyone should be thinking, we only have a few days to Lag V'Omer, we've got to figure out where we're going to be for Lag V'Omer. Mashpil, Stama. I want you to come to be by the Mashpil. Our Rebbe. Yeshiva Shemen Yitzchak Elchanan. To go to our Rebbe out in Woodmere for Lag B'Omer. It's a good place. You should go to Meiron if you can. But if you can't go to Meiron, I recommend being by the Mashpia. Who's planning on going to the Mashpia?
Is there something
in the room? We'll work out a ride for you. You gotta go. Out in Long Island. It's a chashuva gathering of Yidden. Okay? So, by the Sar Shalom, he also had a gathering by his holy table, his Tish, Lag B'Omer. Pelahu, he said, there's a wondrous thing I want to reveal to you. Ki sipor ha-maisa she'ezkiru chachmenu zichronon levracha b'gemara al Rashbi. This famous Gemara about Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, shehochrach levroach, that he needed to flee, l'schabe b'mara, v'nezal ha-shom b'kedushasom ha-segasom ha-gedol b'toros ha-nistar, that fascinating discussion about Rabbi Shimon's transformation in the cave. Where does it appear in Chas? Nimtza b'mesech ha-shabes daflam b'gimel b'beis, sh'rom is alad ba'omer. It's not by chance that it appears Dafka Masech HaShabbos on Dafla Megillah. That's what the Sar Shalom of Bells said. Now again, a cynic would say, what do you mean? Dafla Megillah, it's so arbitrary. Says the Sar Shalom, it's not at all by chance that this Gemara appears in Masech HaShabbos on Dafla Megillah. Hosech Al-Kah, Talmidu HaKadosh, Harav HaKadosh, Rav Shalom Mikaminko. Rav Shalom Mikaminko, the Talmud of the Bells of Rebbe, added the following, Od Peleg Gadol. Now again, I leave this up to you to verify, but I'm mekabelit as a dover MS without any need to look into it further. Ki mitchilas hashabbos b'maseches brachos adaf lamed gimel b'maseches shabbos. If you were to count up the times that Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai appears on the pages of Shabbos, from the opening Mishnah b'maseches brachos up to this famous story where he becomes Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in the cave, what will you find? You'll find that there are 32 statements of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. This famous story of Rabbi Shimon in the cave, this quote from Rashbi, when Rashbi says in the presence of Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi that everything the Romans did is for their own good, that is, says Rav Shalom of Kaminka, who Maimer Lamed Gimel Shal Rashbi. This is the 33rd mention of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai in Shas. Unbelievable. Forgetting what page it falls out on, this is the 33rd statement of Rashbi in Shas. Shumachuvan Keneged Lag B'Omer Ad Kan Dvar HaKadosh. Yes, there.
Who compiled the Gemara with Rashbi's photos inside? I'm just curious, because
I think Bomber printed it that way. No, I don't know. I'm not sure. I think that was the first printing of it. I don't know enough about it. Why?
Just because what I was saying before, that it was either written on a scroll, but you said that they have to have some order, right? And the copy said they never have to have a page. But no, some document in Brachos are huge.
Right.
And then some document
right. So that would be so right. So that specific printing. And it wasn't a given that it was gonna be that way. Right? Some of the Chavar last year we were learning at the beginning of the year, we were learning the Maharal's Nesiv HaTorah. So we didn't get off to this part, but the Maharal is very critical of the fact that Tosfos was printed on the page of the Gemara. He didn't like that. The Maharal thought, who would it be better to print on the page? Rashi, so you know how to read the Gemara, and the Rosh. The Rosh tells you the Halach. What do I need Tosfos for? Tosfos tells me, how does this Sugya fit in? How does this Gemara and Shabbos fit in with this Maimur and Bava Kama? That's already much more advanced. I don't need that on the page. What I need on the page is, what's the takeaway from the Gemara? Print the Rosh, print the Riff. Right? Print the Halach on the page. What's the bottom line? How do we pass it? That, and the Maharal is very critical of the fact that the, you know, to learn Aliba de Hilchasa was being lost. People were more interested in how the various sugyas fit together than how do I live my life as a Jew. That bothered the Maharal terribly. Okay, but exactly again, the various editions, what Shas looked like before it was printed by Bamberg, right, and the various scrolls and earlier, you know, arrangements of Shas, I don't know enough about it. We have a whole book right here, but I don't want to spend too much time trying to read through it now. It's not nice to everyone in the room to keep you waiting, but it's something to look into. But either way, the arrangement that Ravina and Ravashi put together presumably has, right, again, this 33rd statement, or 33rd expression of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, being Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, declaring that the Romans don't do anything for the world, they don't do anything for the Jewish people, more so, all they do is seek to serve themselves. That is the 33rd mimer of Rashbi and Shas. Yes, Yoni.
Did we say why the first one is on Dafei of Brachos, or did we not?
We didn't say, we didn't even say what it was. It's the mimer that says, I'll tell you what it is, if I'm not mistaken, it's the mimer Chazal that says that three things are acquired with difficulty. Right? Torah, or Tisrael, Olam Haba, I think the Gemara says, I think those three things are acquired with Yisurin. So I think that's Rishon Baruchai's opening statement in Shas. Again, why that is and why it appears in Brachos Da'apei is a different discussion. But at least we have to makabel that the main story about Rishon Baruchai is in Maseches Shabbos, it's on Daf Amud Gimel, it's his 33rd thing that he ever said. Unbelievable. Look at the Ashkocha here. And again, Daf before Tzaddik for Rishimon, whose whole world is the secret of Torah, it's very fitting that we should be able to find such a secret by him. Okay? So then, Rabbi Pinchas Friedman tells us in brackets, see the mimer that's coming up, Levar, B'sha'ashurim, Shal Torah, Divrei Kachal, Shal Rav HaKadosh Mikaminka. He says, I have a separate mimer where I talk again at length about this Giloy, this revelation of Rav Shalom of Kaminka, that Rashbi's 33rd statement is this statement, but I just want to point it out again by way of Akdam. Agav, okay, left hand column on page Gimel. Misapim kipam belag baomer chazer kvod kedushas maran maharid mi belza zechusi again alino al davar niflazet. One time, Rabbi Yisachar Dov of Belz was going over this idea that had come up again in years past by his by the Sar Shalom of Belz and by Rosham of Kaminka's Talmud. Uvitoch kach his chamak beno kvod kedushas hagon hakadosh of Mordechai mi Bilgoria zechusi again alino shadayin hu yelad b'neela. So at the time, right, this Rav Mordechai, who was the son of the Belzer Rebbe, was missing. He was a young kid at the time, he wasn't present. Lachash Maran Maharit Zuchus Yegeno, Ba'azne, or Ba'azne, Mikurov, Sheyelfu Lechafsu Misamedrish. So he whispered, the Belzer Rebbe whispered to one of his bodyguards, one of his Shavashim, someone who was close to him, go get my son from the Beis Medrash, go find him. Yeah, go search for him. He says, I know exactly where he is. Right? Where did his son disappear to? He went to check in the Beis Medrash to see if in fact this was the 33rd time the Rishon Baruch, which is something we all want to do. Only difference is we're all too lazy to actually go and do it. So we'll be big tzaddikim, the Kabbalah, the Kabbalah from Rosh Hashanah Kaminka, right? With the Munat Tzaddikim. For Mordechai of Bilgoria, yeah, heard this idea, and he disappeared all of a sudden from his father's table. And he said, go get my son, get him back here from the Beis Medrash. They went, they searched for him. And they brought him back, they saw that he was busy counting. So he told him, don't waste your time counting, I'm telling you it's true. This is real. The 33rd mimer of Rashbi and Shas is Shabbos Daflamaki. Okay? Don't bother counting. Gimel. Rashbi Yotzim and Amar Biyom Lag Bo. Now again, what is Lag Bo'omer? So he told us earlier, Lag Bo'omer is the day that Rishon Baruch Hai left this world. Although there are those who are critical of that and wonder if it's really true. As Yidin, Rabosa, we have to accept it to be true. It's accepted. Rashbi left this world in Lag Bo'omer. And the 33rd time he appears in Shas is Shabbos, Daf, Lamed, Gimel. Okay? What else do we know about Lag Bo'omer? Ready for this one? Again, a cynical person would say, how do you know that? Who says that that's true? But we have to makabel it as a Davar Emes, because we believe in Rashbi. We believe in Torah Sosot. What does it say? Os Gimel. Yesh lahayir mizeh mashakosu ba'aruch ha-shulchan. A fascinating source of all places. The Aruch ha-shulchan writes, Chidish gadol mipi ha-shmua, a tradition that he had. Shaleizat lo matzina lo makor no saf. Rav Pinchas Friedman says, I know of no other source in writing that has this idea, okay? But he's bringing it here because he believes in it. What happened on Lag BaOmer? Look what he writes here. On Lag BaOmer, that was the day that Rishon Baruch Hai came out of the cave. You ever hear this? Yeah, you heard this idea? Rabbi Shimon came out of the cave on Lag BaOmer? Who's heard this idea? You can admit if you have yet. That's not even ashamed of, if you have or haven't. Okay? Interesting idea. He came out of the cave on Lag BaOmer itself. V'ragim lekros hehilula the Rashbi, right? The Aruch HaShulchan where it's bolded. U'v'eret Yisrael marvim betfila. U'v'adlokas neros al kivra kadosh. V'omrim, and they say, shenistalik b'yom zeh. That he died on this day, or he left this world on that day. He also came out of the cave on that day. He says, that's what people say, then that's when we have to be This is the day, the same day. Think about it, Rabosai. If so many Jews celebrate on Yud Tes Kislev, yeah, when the Baal Tanya came out of his captivity. Allah has come, we have to celebrate Lag BaOmer. When Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai came out of his captivity. 12 years of captivity in the cave. Zosvod, Kibi Yosef Amara Eloi Yochai Rashbi. Rashbi was unable, Lilamed Torah L'Talmidim. He couldn't teach Torah to others, which was something, of course, he badly desired to do. Uvitziyosom in Amara, turn the page, last page. That's photocopied page, two final pages in the Maamar. When he came out of the cave, that was when he left the cave and began to teach the secrets of Torah, which we have today, of course, in the writings of the Holy Zohar. Now, I'm not sure which time he left the cave in Lag BaOmer. Again, he left the cave after 12 years. Couldn't handle the world, went back to the cave for a 13th year, and then left a year later. So I don't know, did he leave both times at Lag BaOmer? Did he leave the second time at Lag BaOmer? Did he leave the first time at Lag BaOmer? Okay, something we need to figure out. It's not at all a contradiction to say that his leaving of the cave was on Lag BaOmer and his death was on Lag BaOmer. It was on that day Lag BaOmer that Rabbi Abba was the one who recorded the teaching. Rabbi Abba was the one who was granted permission from on high to record in writing the teachings of Rashbi. They're both true. He left the cave in Lag BaOmer and he died in Lag BaOmer. Both of those events happened in Lag BaOmer. B'yom zeh yotzem in Amara l'lamei Torah l'chavraya u'v'yom zeh yotzem in Amara sa'olam hazeh l'lamei Torah b'msifta d'rakiya b'yashiv shamalam. He left his physical cave in this world to teach the secrets of the Torah, right, to those who are worthy of being mekabel in this world on Lag BaOmer. And he left, what? The restraints of Olam Hazeh. His neshama soared up to Olam Haba to teach Torah on an even higher level, in the higher spheres, also on Lag BaOmer. So now we understand a bit more why Dafka on Daf Lamed Gimel on Mesechta Shabbos, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai emerged from the cave. It's printed very precisely on that page of the Gemara. Good? Pretty amazing, no? A lot of things to think about. Seeing wondrous things here. Okay, let's finish it up. Dad. Hasipur shall Rashi Mesechta Shabbos, ki Rashbi atzva hu b'chinas Shabbos. What have we explained so far? We've explained that it's the 33rd Maamar. We explained that it appears on Daf Lamed Gimel. Why Mesechta Shabbos? Why not Daf Lamed Gimel and Mesechta Brachos? Why not Daf Lamed Gimel and Mesechta Chulin? Why Daf Lamed Gimel and Mesechta Shabbos? Because Rashbi himself is Shabbos Kodesh. Rashbi is Shabbos Kodesh. What does that mean? Take a look. Ve'ata bo re'e. Come and see. Bashakosov Agon Akadosh of Tzolik HaKohen Zechetzadik Levracha Zechusi Agen Aleinu B'Sefer Yisrael Kadosh. Let's see what Rav Tzolik writes in his Sefer Yisrael Kadosh. Shegam Asid Sidru Chachminu Zechon Levracha Kol Maimer B'Meseches Mesuyav. Like I told you before, Rav Tzolik does this all the time. The fact that a particular Maimer Chazal appears in a particular Mesechta Eino B'Mikra, it's not by chance. El V'Kavana Tchil, it's with deep, deep Kavana. Anyone know any other examples of this, by the way? Just to give you, just so we can start to internalize this yisod, that a Gemara appears in a particular Masechta because of a deeper reason, yeah? Okay, Chanukah and Maseches Shabbos, right? Why is the story of Chanukah in Maseches Shabbos? Well, first of all, why doesn't Chanukah have its own Masechta, like Purim does, Megillah? But if I have to put Chanukah somewhere, why did it end up in Maseches Shabbos? So you'll tell me, what do you mean? It's Pashut. It's candles, it's lighting, Halakas Neir Shabbos, right? But obviously there's more to it. There has to be something more. Yeah? Why does the Chor, where does the Gemara talk about the Chorban Beis HaMikdash? Or Masechta? Or Masechta, okay? It's a little bit of Makos. Because there was a Makkah Rabbah, the Chorban itself was a big Makkah. So it's appropriate that it's a Makkah. But more than that, where's even the more famous? Where's Kamsun Bar Kamsun? Where's the Gemara of the Chorban? Gittin, Perek, Hanizakin. Why? Because Gittin, separation, divorce, that's exactly what Chorban Beis HaMikdash was. Why didn't Perek Hanizakin? Because there's never been a greater Nezak, a greater Chorban, a greater destruction than the Chorban Beis HaMikdash itself. Yeah? Where do we find, if Tzaddik says, where do you find the discussion about the man? Well, Misachas talks about the man. Misachas Yoma. Why? What's the connection? When a person eats on Erev Yom Kippur, it's like Achilas Haman. And then we don't eat on Yom Kippur, that's also we're on the highest level, like an angel. And Lo Nitnu, the man was only given to those who were like angelic beings, right? So Tzaddik says, of course it's a Misachas Yoma. Of course it's a Misachas Yoma. Why does it talk about Avram's Bris Mila and Misachas Nedarim in the third parak? Because the neder is kedusha sapeh, and we know about the relationship between kedusha sapeh and kedusha sabris. The way you speak affects the way that a person uses his bris milah, and vice versa. And that's all we need a mitzitz of a peh. So of course, the mesecht about speech nedarim is going to talk about bris milah. And again, there's a million examples like this, a million examples where every maimer chazal mesader is a kochavim. Hashem places every bit, every maimer chazal is very, very precisely placed. It's exactly where it needs to be. There's a deep reason for it. Many svarim are osik in this inyan, but Rav Tzadok in particular is very busy with this. So he writes in Yisrael Kedoshim where it's bolded. V'kibalti dechol ama'amarim b'gemara afal pishak kfiya pshat nira denimshuchu agav grora. You'll tell me pasha pshat, why is where the Chanukah sugya is in Masechta Shabbos? Because it's a gezeira shava, candle lighting. Yeah? There's a link between the candle lighting of Shabbos and the candle lighting of Chanukah. But Rav Tzadok says, that's aderech pshat, that's true, but there's more to it. Mikomakom ala emes, through the perspective of Kabbalah, inner Torah, yeshlam shayeches gomor la'amakom shenikvo sham, v'sham hu ikr mekom haroi. It's not just, again, by chance, or through some superficial connection that they end up together. There's a deep inner reason why they're connected. So therefore, says Rav Pinchas Friedman, so let me explain to you why Rashbi's most famous story appears in Maseches Shabbos. Not just Daf Lamed Gimel. Why Maseches Shabbos? V'nira levar lefizeh ma'shebachru misadri ha'shas. Why is it that the organizers of Shas decided to place Lasaper as Brichas Rashbi Lamara? Shezach Hashem la'asagoswa gedola b'torah sanistar dafkum Maseches Shabbos. Al pimash ratzinu bazar kadosh b'idri rab. What we find in the Zohar, in the section known as the Idra Rabbah, a larger gathering of Rabbi Shimon and his Talmidim. Rabbi Shimon had an Idra Zuta, a smaller gathering, a smaller group, and an Idra Rabbah, a larger group. Ki Rashbi Nikra B'Toar Shabbos. Rashbi himself is called Shabbos. Shekol Sheshes Yemos Hachol Misbarchem Imen. Just like the 6 days of the week draw their holiness from Shabbos, so too, Klal Yisrael draws its deeper connection to Torah from our Shabbos. Who's our Shabbos? Our teacher, Mishum Baruch Hayim. Rabbi Huda Kari Le Shabbos to Kulu Shisa Minei Mizbarchin. Dechsev Shabbos LaShem, Kodesh LaShem. Ma Shabbos LaShem Kodesh? Af Rabbi Shimon Shabbos LaShem Kodesh. So what do you see? There's always calling Rabbi Shimon Shabbos. Shedibur Eliyahu B'Shevach Kedushas Rashbi. Rashbi is called Shabbos. Ksev Ukaras LaShabbos Oneg. L'Kedosh HaShem Mechubad. That was our pasuk from Shir the other day. Yishayin Nun Ches, yeah? That we act differently on Shabbos. Man hu kadosh Hashem, da Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Shimon Bar Yochai is the kadosh Hashem. Deikri mechubad ba'al madein uva'al madaasei. Shimon Bar Yochai is the one who's what? Who's called Shabbos, both in this world and in the next world. Yesh levar atam shenikra Rashbi chilas Shabbos. Why is Rashbi called Shabbos? I both say, why is Rashbi called Shabbos? You tell me. Why is Rashbi called Shabbos? What do you think? Why is he called Shabbos? Why is he called Shabbos?
He's Me'ein Olam Haba.
Shimon Bar Torah. I thought he was Shimon Bar Yochai. Rashbi is Shabbos. He's
Kula Hashem. He's Kadosh Hashem. Rabbi Ozan, what's the gematria of Shimon? No, get to work. What's the gematria of Shimon?
Four sixty-six.
466. What's the gematria of bar?
Bar.
202. So what's our total now?
668.
Okay. What's the gematria of Yochai? Well, it depends how you spell it. In the Gemara, often it's actually spelled without an aleph, which would be 34, which would bring our total to? We're going to total to 702. Shimon Bar Yochai is Gematria Shabbos. 702. So Rabosai, Shimon is Shabbos in every sense of the word. The Zohar says he's Kadosh Lashem. The same way the 6 days of the week draw their spirituality from Shabbos, Klal Yisrael draws its Kedusha, its spirituality from Shimon Bar Yochai. We draw our sustenance, our spiritual sustenance from Shimon Bar Yochai. Why do you think Lag BaOmer becomes a bigger Yontif every single year? Because you get closer to Mashiach. Lag BaOmer, Torah Rabbi Shimon, Torah Arizal, Torah Baal Shem Tov, it's all one base medrash. It's the thing that keeps Klal Yisrael alive. It's the thing that prepares us for Yom Shekulo Shabbos, which is Mashiach is. That's what Rashbi is. He's a hachana for Yom Shekulo Shabbos. He is Shabbos. Shimon Bar Yochai is Gematria Shabbos. Amazing. And if you spell Yochai with an aleph, so you say Shabbos plus the kolal, is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And that's certainly a legitimate thing for those who understand how gematrias work. Okay, so let's go. V'yishlevar atam shenikra Rashbi b'chinas Shabbos. Why is Rashbi called Shabbos? He quotes the famous Gemara in Brachos Lamed Hei Amud Beis. Tanu Rabbanan. Vasafta deganecha. You should gather in your grain. You should work in the fields. Mat tamud lomar. Lifnei namar. Since it tells us lo yamush sefer Torah zemi picha. Never stop learning. So which is it? Do I learn? Do I work? Yachol dvaram kechzavon. Maybe I should never work. Tamud lomar. Go out and gather your grain. Hanig ben minam derech eretz. Be normal. Of course you should learn as much as you can, but you also have to work. Otherwise, where's your food going to come from? Divrei Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai had a different approach. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Omer, Efshar Adam Choresh B'Shas Charisha, V'Zoreya B'Shas Zriya, V'Kotzer B'Shas Ketzira, V'Dosh B'Shas Disha, V'Zor B'Shas Haruach, Torah Matei Alel. If a person is so busy plowing and planting and harvesting and threshing and winnowing and doing everything it takes, right, and the sidur of the pas and the preparation of bread, it takes a lot of time and effort. What's going to be with Torah? What's going to be with Torah? So we'll say back to Rabbi Shimon, well, what's going to be with lunch? You know, who's cooking for us? Yeah? El bismanchi, Yisrael host Ritzono Shomakom, if we would just do what we're supposed to do, Rabbi Shimon says, Malach Tanasis Ayideh Acherim. You know who's going to gather your grain for you? Someone else. Someone else will provide you. Hashem will make sure you have what to eat. The same way he brought man to the Jews who had nothing in the Midbar, Hashem will make sure you have what to eat. Yeah, like the pasuk in Yeshaya says, V'amdu zarim, foreigners will come, and they'll provide, they'll take care of your sheep, and they'll harvest your fields. Hashem will send the umos ha'olam to provide for you. But if we don't do what we're supposed to do, then we are forced to be out in the fields, plowing and planting and harvesting. But you have an option, says Rabbi Shimon, to live on the higher madrega, to be kulo l'Hashem, to be Shabbos kodesh, to be Shabbos-like, and then you'll be able to receive from others. But if not, then, and only then, v'asafta deganecha, will you have to go out and collect your own grain. Top of the final page. Hey. Amar Abaye. Harbe asu k'Rabbi Shmuel, also v'yadon. Many people took on the approach of Rabbi Shmuel, the more balanced approach, and they were successful. K'Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, v'lo asu v'yadon. Many people tried to be like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and they weren't successful. Because it's not so easy to be like Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So someone who tells you, you know, I'm just going to learn, and I'll make sure that someone else provides for me, right? If you have an arrangement, if you're learning in a kollel, and you receive a stipend, then it's all worked out, that's great. But for a person to ignore his responsibilities and think that he's on the madrega of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, it's not impossible, right? It would be wrong for me to say it's impossible, but it's very difficult. And that's why many tried, and their children were hungry. And they were going door to door asking for tzedakah. That's not what Rabbi Shimon said. Rabbi Shimon said, if you're on a madrega to sit and learn, The money will come to you. The grains will come to you. The food will come to you. The sustenance will come to you. If not, it's a sign that maybe you need to work a little bit to earn a parnasa. Okay? And therefore the Gemara encourages us that many people tried to be like Rabbi Shmuel Yochai and it failed. Rabbi Shmuel perhaps is the more realistic approach. For again, there's nothing wrong with sitting and learning as long as someone wants to pay for it. But to say I'm going to sit and learn and rely that on my Torah to be on the Madriga of Rashbi, that I have no plan of how my money is going to come to me and I'm just going to rely on Hashem. While it can work, and it will work if you're worthy of being on such a level, if you're not, you're going to be hungry. And you're not going to be able to pay your bills. And you're acting irresponsible. So I'll just be clear about that. Yes?
You said one of your 3 shares during the year, like being...
Yeah, we spoke about it that Sunday show when we spoke about the that piece from the Talmud Rebbe. He told us the two different hierarchies, right? When Mordechai left Torah to go into politics, we spoke about that which is pressing and that which is chashuv. Everyone agrees Torah is more valuable than having a job. It would be foolish. On a pretty low level, we can't say that. But that doesn't mean, realistically, I'm on a madriga where I can just sit and learn and have my needs taken care of. It's possible if a person, the Arta Deacon, would live that way. And guess what? Everything comes to them. But not everyone's on the level of Rashbi. Harbe also Kereshu Bayochai, V'lo also Bialdam. They were not Matzliach. Okay? So what do you see? What is Rabbi Shimon's Hanhaga? How does Rabbi Shimon carry himself? He's Shabbos Kodesh. He doesn't work a day in his life. He sits and he learns, and everything is provided for him. That was the Madrig Rabbi Shimon. Me'ata Yish Lomar. That's why Rabbi Shimon is called Shabbos, and that's why Rabbi Shimon Baruch Hai is Gematria Shabbos. Why? Ki kol yemei hashavua lo osuk b'malacha ki im b'torah b'bechinas Shabbos. Because Rabbi Shimon, right, was Shabbos. He didn't work. Rabbi Shimon is the personality that's osuk b'malacha. Hine ki kein yumtak lomar ki mitam zeh kavu hachmenu zal lesaper dafka b'mesecha Shabbos al shorosh gedulas l'sharashbi. So now we understand full well, Rabosa, why dafka b'mesecha Shabbos we have the most famous mimer of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ki u'atzmo hu b'mechina Shabbos, because he himself was Shabbos. And he says again, look later on, I'll explain to you more about this topic. Okay, the final os hey. And with this, we'll conclude this magnificent mimer from Rav Pinchas Friedman. Tov lilmod b'Shabbos Kabbalah, k'mo sh'ayinogim ha'kadmon. It's good on Shabbos to learn deeper svarim. Why? Why is Shabbos a day? Why is Shabbos dafka the day to learn deeper? There's Shabbos dikas svarim. I've heard Rav Weinberger say this many times. There's Shabbos dikas svarim. Or Chaim Kodesh is a Shabbos dikas sefer. The Nol Meli Melech is a Shabbos dikas sefer. Certain svarim are very hard to learn on a Tuesday afternoon. Other svarim, some chassidus, you can learn all the time. It's Shabbat l'chol nefesh. Right? The Tanya is called the Sefer Shel Beinonim. So, it's not only for the most elevated moments. You can learn Tanya on a Tuesday afternoon and have a matzlacha. You'll have more atzlacha on Shabbos. You always have more atzlacha on anything you learn on Shabbos. But you can learn it on a Tuesday. It's a pro. To learn the Nol Meli Melech on a Tuesday afternoon, the Nol Meli Melech, which is called the Sefer Shel Tzaddikim, it's hard to tap into it on a Tuesday afternoon. It's just the way it is, the way it was written. It was written for, it has a certain feeling that comes with it. It's a Shabbos dikas sefer. So says Rav Pinchas Friedman, there are certain svarim that are better to learn on Shabbos. If Shabbos, again, is the day of Rishon Bayochai, you have a better chance of being osei in Pnimiyas HaTorah on Shabbos. You're going to have greater chidushim on Shabbos. Like we said the other day in the Eretz Yisrael Shir, when a person learns on Shabbos, we have a Kabbalah from the Chofetz Chaim, that 613, right? Normally, Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, every word of Torah is Keneged 613 mitzvos. On Shabbos, it's 613 times 613. Because Shabbos is Keneged Kulam, and Torah is Keneged Kulam. When they come together, it's off the charts. It's unbelievable. The Ben Ish Chai writes, in his halachos by Shabbos, in Parsha Shmos, Ben Ish Chai writes, B'Shem Mekubalim, that the Torah that you learn on Shabbos is worth 1,000 times the Torah you learn during the week. It's a different thing. And therefore, you have a better chance of being successful in learning deeper areas of Torah on Shabbos. So we conclude with this. B'derech Zoh, the Mesila Na'ala will travel upon this road a little bit higher. Lo'osif Tam L'Shvach will explain it in a beautiful way. Ma'asheh Sidruch Achmenu Zal, Hasipah Shel Rashbi Daf Masechah Shabbos. Why is Rashbi's story found in Masechah Shabbos? V'agav, Narviach L'Havin Atam Shekori Rabbi Yehuda Asher Rishon Bar Yochai B'Torah Shabbos. We'll understand why Rabbi Yehuda referred to Rashbi as Shabbos. Al-Pima Shenitzbar, Ki Rashbi B'Yosef Mar, like we explained earlier, when did Rashbi learn the secrets of Torah?
Dafka in the cave. Zochala Hasiga Sasagosra Gadola Betoras and Istar. Dafka Bemaru Tsurim Shahmadita. Sham Kanisa Hotchamadarecha. It was Dafka in the cave. You became Rashbi. Secrets of the Torah. It says in Pri Yitzchayim in Shara Shabbos, Ki Shabbos was man haroi lasot b'toras haKabbalah. Shabbos is the time to learn Kabbalah. Kabbalah on a Tuesday afternoon, maybe it's not appropriate, even for one who's fit to learn Kabbalah. But on Shabbos Kodesh, on the day of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai, there's a better chance you'll have hatzlacha. Right, where it's bolded. Tov Lilmo B'Shabbos Kabbalah. Kamosha Yunogim HaKadmonim. That was how it always was. Those who were Osek in Kabbalah studied it on Shabbos. V'atamu Ki HaKabbalah Ba'olam Atzilus. Kabbalah is rooted in the higher spheres in the world called Atzilus, of the four outer worlds. Atzilus, Bria, Yetzira, and Asiya. Kabbalah comes from that world called Atzilus, whatever that means. Asher Hu Mashpia V'Tachtonim B'Yom HaShabbos, which gives over its hashpah to the lower world on Shabbos. V'nei olam atzilus hu kodesh gamur asher ein sham klipa klal. The different worlds have different degrees of klipa in them. Atzilus is pure holiness. V'zeh ramos v'pasuk kishtach v'la Hashem behadras kodesh roshei tevos kabbalah. That on Shabbos is the time for a person, right, to be osek in that which is kodesh kadashim, namely the Torah Sasod, Kabbalah. So now we understand much deeper the Maimer we quoted a moment ago. Rabbi Yehuda Kari Le Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda referred to Rabbi Shimon as Shabbos. Dekula Shisami name is Barchin. Dechsev Shabbos Lashem Kodesh Lashem. Ma Shabbos Lashem Kodesh. Af Rabbi Shimon Shabbos Lashem Kodesh. Kimi Achash Rashbi Osuk. Begodu Kedushasam. Gam Besheish Yemos Achol Betoras and Istar. Nimtza Kihu Bevechina Shabbos. How can Rabbi Shimon Berchai spend 12 years in the... You hear what he's saying? How can Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai spend every day learning Kabbalah? I thought Kabbalah is only for Shabbos. The answer is, if you are Shabbos, which is what Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai was, every day was appropriate for him to be Osek in Nistar. Yeah? You hear? Nimza kihu b'vechina Shabbos shekol shi shmeachom b'zbarach imenu b'zchus eisek haTorah b'Torah sasod. But people of our Madrega, right, who are certainly not worthy of Kabbalah on a typical day, maybe on Shabbos we can begin a little bit to touch from some of Pnimiya Satov. Final paragraph. So now we understand what Ravina and Ravashi had in mind when they decided to put, again, the most important story of Rashbi in Masecha Shabbos. Sipur Zeshel Rashbi Suzacha Legilei Torah Sakabalo B'Yosho Amara Dafko Masecha Shabbos Kedei L'Ramiz B'Kach Ki Misha Kvar Mila Kresa B'Shasu Poskim. That a person who has properly, sufficiently grounded himself in Shas and Poskim U'Mishtoke Glasok B'Torah Kabbalah, and now he's ready to be Osek in Kabbalah, and he has a Rebbe who's going to teach it to him, and right? Again, you can't just on your own decide, I'm ready to learn Kabbalah. You have to have a hakdama, a firm foundation of Shas and Poskim, of Halacha, of Gemara. You have to have a Rebbe who teaches it to you. Kabbalah means to receive. It's not something you take on your own. Hazmana Moshe Lakach, Hu B'Shabbos Kodesh. But once you're fit to get involved, Shabbos is the day to get started. Shalkach Romezes M'Seches Shabbos, Shekula Seches Ben Yone Shabbos. Hinei Hu B'Daf Lamed Gimel, L'Ramez Alag Ba'Omer. And that was the Tefillah of David HaMelech. Gal Einai V'Abita Niflos Mitorah Secha. When is a person going to be fit to see the Niflos Torah Secha, the secret of the Torah? It's Gal Einai, Lag Ba'Omer. On the day of Lag Ba'Omer, on the 33rd page of Maseches Shabbos, Gal, it should be Sheyizcha L'Hasik Torah Sanistar, Sheosin Rashbi L'Galos B'Yom Lag Ba'Omer. So Mirza Shem, Shalom Bizocha, to take these ideas seriously. This is just a Hagdam. There's a lot more we have to think about over the next 11 days or so, as we get ready for Lag Ba'Omer. But Mirza Shem, B'Shus Hatana Loki Rashbi, will Bizocha each of us living in a very dark cave. The time in which we're living is a dark cave. So Mashpia spoke about last year in Lag Ba'Omer. How every Jew has his own dark cave. And even if life's good, even if you think you're doing great, and you're a Avodas Hashem, there's an element of living in the Ikvus of Mashiach that by definition is a dark cave. Whether you feel it or not. You could be above it. Everything could be great in your life. You've conquered your Yitzhara, and you're a big tzaddik, and all you want to do is learn Torah all day, and you have no struggles. A lot of people don't have that. But even if you have that, you should know that Klal Yisrael is holding in a dark cave right now. In the depths of the Golas, after 2,000 years, waiting for Mashiach. So Mirz Hashem, Shvaz Tatana, we'll be able to come out of our cave, Alag Ba'Omer, and we'll be Zoch to Mekal Mashiach, Sirkeinu B'Mehera B'Yameinu Amen.